Okay, so now we're going to do some testing. First of all, I'm doing now number 12. Let's see how that sounds. This over here is number 6. Let me know if it's better. This goes down to 0, and maybe it sounds better. This is plus 6, which is another sound. And this over here is plus 12, so let's see how that sounds. Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, your sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages, the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf, Memches, and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi, starting Aloha base at the bottom of the Mzayin Amud base. So the previous Mishnah, we saw the sheet of Rabbi Lezer that says that even Machshirin Mitzvah is Doiche Shabbos. You could do things with the Korban Pesach, even though you could have done it the day before. Says the Mishnah now, Omar Blozer, I'm going to bring you a Raya. Umayim shchito, meaning shechting the korban. She with davim chesam udalef. She mishu melocha. It is a melocha to shech the korban. It's still doiches haShabbos. Elu she mishu shvus lo yitchus haShabbos. If the shchito, which is a melocha d'oraisa, you could do on Shabbos. Of course, you could do the machshirei mitzvah, which is only a shvus. It's only derabanan. Amar Rabbi Shua yom tov yuchiach. Let's look at yom tov. You can cook on Yom Tov. You can make melocha de rice on Yom Tov. But you can't do anything that could have been done the day before. He says, don't make me a raya from Yom Tov. And Yom Tov, cooking in Yom Tov is not a mitzvah. It's a rishus. So there we don't allow you to do except what is needed to be done that day. But here we talk about Korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah. So maybe I could do also machshirei mitzvah. Says the Gemara, we're using Rav Chaim's Girso, Mar Rishus. Why eating in Yom Tov is Rishus? Didn't we learn? Amichal Le'elis HaKotshim. He makes the Kotshim Chilul, he makes the Chulin, it's Betamet. Ve'amivaz is some others. He doesn't treat the Moyed with respect. Ve'amivir Brisoi Shavar Mavinu, he doesn't do a Brismilo. Or is a Moishech Bo'er Lo, so it means he's trying to take away the Brismilo. Ve'amigal Le'ponim Batoiro. There we have the Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses it. Does it mean that someone who darshens the Torah in the wrong way or is over in the Torah before Hesya? All these cases, Alpi Shiesh B'yod the Torah Ma'isi Toivim, he has Torah, he has mitzvahs. Ein l'chelk l'olam haba. He's not part of l'olam haba. He loses l'olam haba. We're talking about someone who does not. One of the cases is someone who does not respect the Moyatim. So why are you saying to have food in Yom Tov is a rishus? Yes, there is a mitzvah to eat in Yom Tov. But you don't have to cook in Yom Tov. You can eat food which was already cooked the day before, or raw food. Cooking is not a mitzvah. Again, the use of Chayim, the Tzorich Mesif. You know where Ablozor sort of said, Le Rabbi Shua? Meaning, Ablozor should have answered Rabbi Shua and say, Chagiga of Yom Tov, Korban Chagiga that's brought down Yom Tov. Keshitas, according to you, Tuchiach, Sheitir bo mishu melocho, vasu bo mishu shus. There you're allowed to check the Korban, you're allowed to check Korban Chagiga, but you're not allowed to do the shus. I mean, Rabbi Elazar himself agrees you don't do the Mechshirim Korban on Yom Tov only by Pesach, not by Chagiga. The Abba Elazar Meimabo, what will you answer to it? Very big difference. Chagiga, there's no chorus, so we're less lenient. But Korban Pesach has chorus, we allow him to do the machshirim. So Rabbi Elazar should use this concept of saying something that has chorus is different. And he should really ask it in the Mishnah and should say, Rabbi Elazar should answer to Rabbi Shua and say, only when you have chorus, I'm allowed to do machshir mitzvah. Now we don't have chorus. Says the Gemara, Kedamar of Yimi. It's like Yimi said, Ashir mayu b'chus. Meaning they had several answers. He said one of the answers. Oyevi Kedamar of Noso, or like Avnosa says, Kinish tis betrain time. Like a person has two reasons, Fu meisiv chad minor, and he gives the answer of one of them. Meaning, you're right, he could have answered that, but he had a different answer. Halacha Gimel Zok Demishto. Hey Shiv Rebbe Kivi, we give an answer to Abelazar. What about sprinkling that you do for a person to be able to do Korban Pesach or any other korbanos? You do hazoya when he's tummy. She mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to do it. You say only mitzvahs I'm allowing to do. There is a mitzvah. And sprinkling on Shabbos is only a issur derabon not to do it. And you say you can't do hazoya on Shabbos. Afatal titmo, so don't be surprised, don't ask. Aleilu Shabbos she mitzvah veim shushus leitchud Shabbos. Why the machshirim of the current Pesach is not the Shabbos? Amar Blazer ve'aleh anidan. Says the Blazer, I'm going to say that this itself I'm not so clear about. Ma'im shchito she mishum melocha deches Shabbos. If I could do shchito, which is melocha on Shabbos, melocha deraiso. Hazoyah she mishum shushus the sprinkling, which is only shushus leitidches Shabbos. Of course, she bideches Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Akiva oy chiluf. Maybe we'll see the opposite. Ma'im hazoyah she mishum shushus ain't a deches Shabbos. Hazoyah which is a shushus is not deches Shabbos. I mean, he's arguing the fact he's saying hazoyah is deches Shabbos, as we'll see in the Gemara. Av shchito she mishum melocha leitidches Shabbos. Maybe shchito itself not bideches Shabbos. Omer lo Reb Lozer Akiva akarta mashikos b'Torah. It clearly says in the Torah, ben arba'im ben moyadoi ben b'chol im Shabbos. We learn from the pasuk, the Korah Pesach comes to Shabbos as well. Omer lo, he says Reb Akiva, that's exactly my point. Haveli moyed le'elu kimoyed b'shchito. The Korah Pesach I have the word ben moyadoi tells me you have to bring it on Shabbos as well. Other things I don't ben moyadoi, so I don't do it on Shabbos. So don't bring me a right from shchito of Korah Pesach to other things. And the Mishnah concludes klal on Reb Akiva. Kol melocha v'shar la'asoy yisomei av Shabbos, ein adoiches ha-Shabbos. Shchita shiv shar la'asoy yisomei av Shabbos, doiches ha-Shabbos. Whatever I can do in av Shabbos, I cannot do on Shabbos. Shchita of Korah Pesach, I can't do before Shabbos, I can't do before Yudalit, so that is doiches ha-Shabbos. Says the Gemara Daf Chesed Amud Beis, Shloish Yisrael Shono, Oser Rabbi Akiva, Nichnas Etzer Ablozer, V'lo Haya Yodea Boy. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmid by Ablozer. For 13 years, he did not ask any questions. He did not speak out. And Ablozer did not know him, did not give him the right respect. The first time he questioned or he argued in front of Ablazar was the time that we have in our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua was the friend of Ablazar. He's quoting a pasuk from Sefer Shoftim, and the pasuk says the one that you disgrace, you didn't respect, you have to go fight him. So he tells Ablazar, the one Rabbi Kiva that you didn't give enough respect, now you have to answer his questions. So we learn over there, what's considered to be far away? That if someone is far, he doesn't do Korban Pesach, where is that? From the area of Moedis, or Moedin, the way we have our gifts in the Bavli, I mean the distance from Yerushalayim to Moedin, and the same distance to all other directions. The minute you leave the Azaro, it's already considered to be Derech Yechoiko. Blazer did not say it's going to be derech chayko for all things. What are the different halachas that you have with derech chayko? So number one is that someone who's a derech chayko doesn't require a pesach, he's not chayav kares. Someone who's not derech chayko, he doesn't require a pesach, he is chayav kares. So that's number one. Number two, if someone's derech chayko, you can't shech the korban pesach on his behalf. He's not here, so he can't shech the korban pesach on his behalf. Says the Biyachanon, Rabbi Blazer says that once you're out of the Azaro, it means one's not chayav kares if he didn't bring korban pesach, if he's out of the Azaro. But he still can join the korban pesach even though he's outside. Omar Blazer Mastiso Omar Ken, bring a right from our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah it says, Heshiv, Rabbi Akiva answered, Azoy tochiach shei mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva said, Azoy is a mitzvah. So, well, mitzvah la'azoy, why is there a mitzvah to sprinkle? I mean, why is the mitzvah to sprinkle today? Tipot shechay yom shvi shelo yois v'arboso shechaz b'shabes. We're talking that the seventh day they need to sprinkle the mechatos, the ashes of the chatos which are in the water, is going to be the 14th of Nisan, that's Shabbos. If it would be a weekday, it would be an issue. You'd sprinkle on him, and then you'd do Shchitas Pesach. And then you'll go in and eat in the Erev. Because after you sprinkle, you have to wait. You can't go into the Azaro until you go to the mikvah and wait for the evening. So sprinkle is not enough, you have to wait for the evening. So if it would be the weekday, says Rabbi Akiva, you would sprinkle, and then you would wait for the evening, and then you would come and eat. Because she Shabbos, ain't no mazeh alov, nisam mitzakev min ha-mitzvah. Now this is the mitzvah that he's missing. If you don't sprinkle on him, he's not going to be able to eat Korban Pesach that evening. So what is the raya? The raya is that he's outside of the Azara. A person who's doing the Azara cannot come into the Azara until the evening. If he can't come until the evening, so he's outside, how can he do the Korban Pesach on his behalf? How can he shech the Korban Pesach on his behalf? He's outside of the Azara. You see from here that even when someone is outside the Azara, he can still join the Korban Pesach. So all the Ablazer said that it's called Derech Chayko is only to be, not to be Chayav Kares, but he can still join the Korban Pesach. Amar b'shayo, that's not a raya. Tipoto shechal yom shvi shelo eliyos b'shloshosor shechal yos b'shabbos. We're talking about a case that the 13th of Nisan was on Shabbos. And what is Rabbi Kiva saying? Shilu choy lo, I am azeh olo, v'l macha uba, v'shech les pischo, v'u nechnas v'u yichalef. If it would be a weekday, this 13th, so you would do azoya that day, the 13th. And then the next day, which will be the 14th, he would be able to come into the azora, and the Korah Pesach would be done for him when he's in the azora. Mikavad shu Shabbos, but now that the 13th is Shabbos, v'einu mazeh olo, he's not sprinkling him. Nitsa misakir ha-mitzvahs, he's misakir ha-mitzvahs. Why? Because you have to sprinkle only on the 14th. And then you can't do Korah Pesach because he's outside of the azora. So once you explain this way, you say, how the rabbi? There's a raya that once someone is outside of the azora, according to Ablozo, he can't join the Korah Pesach. That's why if he's at the 13th, he can't join the 14th, because he's not. If you don't do azora on the 13th, doing azora on the 14th will not allow him to join the Korah Pesach. So the one is Takach Tani Kadin Kadmayu. We found a famous Shabraisa that says that Rabbi Kiva's tying to Ablozo is to talk about the 14th of Falls of Shabbos. And clearly you see that he could join the Korah Pesach even though he's outside the azora. Says the one that don't bring a raya from that braisa. Why? So Omar Avido Rapazi Tipoter Kemando Omar Miskupas Yisholayim Velechutz. There is a shita in Rabbi Elazar that says not outside the Azor is called Derech Choyko, but outside of Yisholayim is called Derech Choyko. Meshimi Dovah Mechutz Yisholayim Al Davar Shem Yisholayim. So you can't bring a question from there, because outside of Yisholayim it means once he went left Yisholayim is called Derech Choyko. When he's in Yisholayim is not Derech Choyko. So he's chayav koras if he doesn't do Korah Pesach, and he can join the Korah Pesach even though he didn't have the Azor, even though it's Tomeh, he still could be in Yisholayim. So the more concludes, there's no raya from our Mishnah. The price that you brought is a different sheet, there's no raya from there either. So the more of these, Barnash, Omar Lerbe, Oy Chiluf. When Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Lozer, Hazal you don't do on Erev Pesach that fell on Shabbos. So Rabbi Lozer says, I think maybe you should do Hazal. So tells him Rabbi Kiva, Oy Chiluf, maybe it's the opposite, maybe you don't do Hazal. How does Rabbi Kiva speak this way to his Rebbe? His Rebbe just taught him that maybe Hazal is done on Shabbos. How did he say Oy Chiluf, maybe the opposite? Answers the Gemara, Lefisha, Blozoi, Milamdoi, Alochu, Ruba, She'ein, Hazoyo, the Grius of Rabchaim, Doich, Shabbos. I mean, Blozo was always teaching that you don't do Hazoyo on Shabbos. And Rabchaim brings the Bible that says Blozo forgot his learning. So he forgot that he used to say that Hazoyo is not Doich, Shabbos. The Kafar, Bobi, Shasadin. When in the middle of the argument, he said, oh, maybe Hazoyo is Doich, Shabbos. The Funkenu, Omerle, Oichilov. That's Rabbi Kiva said, Oichilov, to remind Blozo. That says, no, but maybe it's the opposite, meaning Rebbe, don't you remember that you said the opposite? That Azoya is now Deicha Shabbos? And he made it so right to what I'm saying? That's where Rebbe Kiva is contradicting his Rebbe, not because he himself is arguing, he's trying to remind Rebbe Elazar what Rebbe Elazar himself said before. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Psachim Davnim Ches.